The Israel Report with Rolien Marks.
How are you on this Thursday, Rolien?
We are bracing ourselves for a hot, hot, hot weekend. The Nature and Parks Authority have issued a heat wave warning. And besides that, it looks like things are heating up at the Knesset. We're getting ready to hopefully swear in Israel's new government. There are portfolios being assigned. It's all super, super, super exciting.
Just purely out of interest, Rolien, when you talk about a heat wave in the Middle East, what kind of temperatures are you talking about?
We're looking at about 41 degrees this weekend.
Oh, no way.
Right.
Oh, all right. All right, that put me in my place very quickly. All right, well, they're moving right along. That COVID doesn't stand a chance in 41 degrees.
You know,
degrees.
Us in Israel, we drop the mark on you.
Wow, that is something. Okay, no, 41, that's inhuman. Anyway, let's find out how's your battle going against the pandemic?
Well, we're holding strong again today. We've had no new deaths in the last 24 hours. And we've got our recovery numbers at almost quadrupled to the amount of people infected. And today saw the first two flights taking off from by El Al to London and Paris earlier today. I'm going to speak about that in a second. But let's take a look at our stats. Since the pandemic started, 16,567 with 264 fatalities. At the moment, we have 62 people in serious condition, 52 on ventilators. We have 3,939 people currently infected with COVID-19 and a whopping 12,364 people recovered. And earlier today, one of my friends said to me, she's very worried about people congregating on the beaches this weekend. I said to her, no chance of that in 41 degree heat. Nobody's going to be outside in that kind of heat. But also being announced today is that the educational system will open up to hopefully as much as possible full capacity from Sunday. How they run classes is still being discussed. Will they be staggered? Will every city agree and open up? But the education ministry has said that we are going full speed ahead Sunday. And let's just talk about this flight, these two flights rather, that took off from Ben Gurion today, and some of the measurements that have been put in place. I know somebody was saying to me, but you know, I wouldn't want to fly in case I'm sitting next to somebody who's infected with COVID-19. I don't think Israel will allow for anyone to fly unless they've been tested. There's quite a lot of stringent criteria in place. So if you are flying, you will be required to arrive at the airport at least 4 hours before now. And so far, only Terminal 3 will be operating. The rest will be opened up slowly but surely, including duty-free. Also, the temperature testing will be done at the entrance to the airport, and passengers will be required to present their passports and flight tickets before they will be allowed in the arrival hall. They will then be given a band that identifies them as having been allowed in and tested, and will be given a protective mask. And now the security and check-in counters have separated the staff, the ground staff, from the passengers with Perspex barriers is now required by coronavirus regulations. And if you're in Israel and have been going to food places to do takeout, you will have noticed that the Perspex screens are up, the continuous wiping down of counters, all these things being put into place to try and prevent the spread of coronavirus. But also, you know, we have to start opening up civil aviation. But that just begs the question from others, are people still going to fly because of mandatory quarantine laws when they arrive? You know, that is up to people personally. But there have been pictures shared of one of the flights. I think this is a flight to Eilat, and the flight was reasonably full. And this just in that we will have our swearing in postponed till Sunday because of a variety of issues taking place at the Knesset, political issues, that is.
Well, I just want to stay with you. I just want to understand this flight thing. Are these now regular commercial flights that are going to operate on a regular basis, really?
Well, this is a pilot case. They're testing these flights out to see how this is going to happen. You know, it has to start somewhere. It has to start, you know, where we're going to send people. We have to start talking about commerce and trade between countries. And one of the other possibilities that was discussed the other day by leaders from Australia, Czech Republic, New Zealand, Greece, and Israel, who are countries all with very, very, very low infection rates, is to try and create like a safe flying zone. So that's in discussion. But these discussions are happening. We are seeing international flights coming into Israel at the moment. Alitalia have flown in. United have flown in. Air Canada have said they will be resuming soon. British Airways also have said they will be resuming flights to Tel Aviv. Wizz Air that flies to Hungary and also to Vienna, Austria, have also said that they are considering their flights as well now. So little by little, we are opening up.
Normality is around the corner. Rolene, let's get back to the government story. That is really interesting. Is there something ominous to read into what you were talking about, the fact that the swearing-in ceremony is going to be delayed until Sunday?
I don't think so. I think it's an issue right now of semantics and some people refusing to come to the swearing-in because they haven't been assigned portfolios. Avi Dichter is one of them, the former head of the security forces. He's one of those who's saying, I'm not coming if I can't be sworn, if I'm not given a portfolio. But we have had some phenomenal portfolios being handed out today, and probably the most delightful of which is the assigning by Benny Gantz of the Ministry of Immigration and Absorption to Penina Shatter. Now, Penina Shatter, this is very special because Penina Shatter becomes the first Ethiopian immigrant to be a minister in the Knesset. We have had the Haver Knesset, but this is the first Ethiopian immigrant to hold a portfolio like this. But what makes it extra special, Simon, because we like to give Tosafot with our deliveries here on the Israel Report, is that she came on Operation Moses on that flight. And the commander, the deputy commander that was part of that was Benny Gantz. So
no
it's a real
force.
It's a
only in
thing.
Israel.
So only in Israel.
Israel. What a beautiful story.
Only in Israel moment. But this has come full circle where Penina Shatter has been assigned by Benny Gantz, one of the many that he helped bring to safety in Israel on Operation Moses. And some of those other portfolios, let's take a look at them. Chili Topper will be the Minister of Culture. Itzik Shmuli, Welfare Minister. Avi Nizinkorn, he will be the Justice Minister. Gabi Ashkenazi will take on the Foreign Ministry. Yariv Levine is one who will be the speaker right now until it's sworn in. Benny Gantz is not stepping down. He's withdrawn his letter of resignation as Knesset speaker until this is all sorted out, because it is the role of the speaker of the Knesset to swear in everybody. Following that, once the Knesset is sworn in, Benny Gantz will become the defense minister. And he will serve in this position until September 2021, where it is rumored that Gabi Ashkenazi, also a former Ramatkal, chief of staff of the IDF, high ranking, will take that portfolio. And it was discussed that the possibility would be that the foreign ministry portfolio would be handed to Miri Regev, or tongue twister there, except for one problem, Simon. She doesn't speak English. So back to the drawing board for that. Naftali Bennett still needs a portfolio. But we still have to see where he's going to go after all.
There's no way we can't talk about this final story. We are late for news. So I'm going to ask you to do it very concisely, but we have to talk. Can't let you go without hearing about the fact that the IDF believe they may have caught the killer of First Sergeant Ben Igal.
Well, basically, that's it in a nutshell. They're not elaborating, but they do believe that the suspects that they have arrested that were throwing rocks and cinder blocks off the top of a building, and he was killed when a cinder block was thrown at his head. He turned to look up, and a cinder block was thrown from the third story of a building, killing him. But the IDF believe they have possibly caught the killer of First Sergeant, First Class, promoted now, Amit Ben Igal. May his memory be for a blessing.
Rolene Marks, stay safe, stay cool. Got hectic weekend coming up, that's for sure. And Shabbat Shalom to you, and we will chat on Monday.
Shabbat Shalom.